We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Bregman would like to get him to scamper home. Two on, two out. 10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher. Throw by Ethier. Astros win it!
A deep dive on baseball.
Wade Boggs is a Hall of Fame third baseman.
The man's a legend.
And much more.
He drank 50 beers on a cross-country flight and then absolutely destroyed the Seattle Mariners the next day, okay?
The number of beers is actually highly disputed. Some say 50, some said as many as 70 beers. Which is an absolutely insane amount of beer. Nobody can drink that much.
Not with an attitude like that.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris.
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
Then Mike Lynch.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, bada 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 swing bada.
Hey, hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. Or it's still a Wednesday, I think. Hot Corner after dark. Literally.
Is it still Wednesday?
I hope so.
I've been here since 11 a.m., so.
Sorry, man. I fell asleep at home for like 2.5 hours.
Well, 11:15. I was a little late.
Yes, you were.
A little late.
I know. I had to wait for like 16 minutes. Of course, you were late and I was early.
Which is so backwards.
It was like pulling into the parking lot and you were like, I'm running a tad late. And I was like, dang it. It's like 10:50.
Yeah, I didn't leave myself as much time as I wanted, and then I got into the car and saw that my gas tank was on empty and went, welp, let me text Patrick, running a bit behind.
Ah, you good.
Had
you
to
good.
Get gas, and then I had to get beer of the week, which only, granted, took like 2 minutes because I knew what I was going for, mm-hmm. And then I made my way here. So I was only 15 minutes late. You know, there's late, and then there's late.
Yeah.
And I feel like 15 minutes is an acceptable time to be late.
I am only late with you. I am never late for anything else.
No.
No. You are the only person that gets a text from me that's like running a couple minutes behind.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
No.
Like today is a great example of like me in a normal life.
Right. Yeah. Here 10 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a broadcasting camp when I was a kid run by Ian Eagle and Bruce Beck.
Ooh, I like Ian Eagle.
Yeah, he's cool. And Mike Quick was the advanced camp. He was a MSG guy. That's Madison Square Garden Network, for those who don't know. And Bruce Beck works in sports in New York as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his big things was showing up on time means you're showing up 5 minutes early. So when someone says be here at 10, be here at 9:55. That's what his big thing was. And I did live by that until I realized that sports radio was very nebulous with its time.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, so I can just kind of like show up when and know that I have enough time to get stuff done, and then that's it. And I just got to make sure I'm here before the show starts. But if I learned anything from Isaac and Suk, that could mean you're here at 2:58.
Oh, yeah.
That's 2 minutes early.
Walking in the door as a what it do is going down.
Oh, that has happened before. Although that's usually an OS moment from them. Like, they're texting us, like, the traffic's really bad. I'm sorry. I go, ah!
Why didn't you leave 10 minutes earlier or 2 hours?
Well, because Waze said this and I thought I'd be fine, but then it started adding time. That's always true.
In theater, they taught us something as well, but it's a little more serious. It's like, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
Hmm. Yeah. What are you supposed to do for those 15 minutes?
In theater?
Yeah.
Oh, sit and compose yourself and clear your thoughts. It's very like, I don't know, higher levels, I guess. It's not like high school theater. It's like when you're there to rehearse and rehearsal starts at 7 o'clock, like you got to be ready to go at 7. There's no stretching. There's no vocal warm-ups. You got to be ready to go.
Well, can't you do that before and then get there at 7 and it's already done?
Yeah, but you should also try to clear your mind and get to know the space. I know it sounds like such hippie stuff.
Well, it sounds like meditation.
Basically, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because you got to get yourself ready into the spot. You can't just, I don't know, Hey, dudes, what's up? You ready to go?
By the way, The Fifth Element is on TV right now.
I'm currently watching that as well.
We are at my favorite scene of the movie, solely because he yells, Aziz, lights, like six times. Now that's become an inside joke with my wife and I, and we just yell at each other randomly, Aziz, lights.
Should we pause and we can both turn up the volume in our booths and let people enjoy this as well?
No. No, we should not, because I feel like that would not go over the microphone.
I know how terrible radio
unless
would
you
be.
Blasted it at like... Actually, I could just do this, I suppose. But...
Oh, nice.
Because it's from the TV.
You have that hookup?
Yeah. But currently, he's not going to yell Aziz lights anymore because he's on his knees begging, so...
Did he already yell it?
Yeah. He yells it in the beginning.
Aziz! That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, Mike and I were here early today to record the latest Beers on Us podcast, which will drop tomorrow around 4 o'clock. Theme of the week, the Great American Beer Fest.
Exactly at 4 o'clock. I have made it actually behind the curtain. It drops at like 3:45, but it takes like 15 minutes for it to appear on the websites, all of them. So if you want it early, you can get it a little early.
Ooh, sneaking in.
But I tweeted out exactly at 4 o'clock, and it usually is on iTunes exactly around 4 o'clock.
And I'm at work at 4 o'clock, so I get it like Friday morning. Although I can be better about it. Well, I should try.
But yeah, this week's podcast about GABF. Patrick was out there last week, and if you missed it, I forgot to retweet it. I'm going to tweet it out at some point tomorrow. Last week's episode was a double episode.
Yeah.
Double Mountain and Freem live from both locations in Hood River. It was really fun. It's almost 2 hours, so dig in, grab a brewski of your own, and listen.
I haven't listened to it. I try to listen to our podcasts every once in a while.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
Is that like narcissistic or anything?
No, it's more like self-critiquing, right?
That's what I'm doing it for. I mean, I don't do it to hear my own voice.
Right.
You hear this voice? It's not like, ooh.
I mean, you talk throughout the day anyway, so you hear your own voice.
But yeah, kind of. But your voice recorded is very different than the voice
right.
you hear.
You're
in
not
head.
Listening to you in beer podcast personality form.
Yeah, this is the strangest setting ever to listen, to like hear your own voice, because I have headphones in and I can hear what I sound like in my head, but then it actually goes into my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I've done this enough, that's why I don't understand when people are like, hi, my name's Patrick and I talk like Pharrell on the bench. You know, that's not what I sound like.
No, but you do have the gravelly tone in your voice. You do.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's,
but it is your
there's
natural
inflection,
voice.
You know, there's emphasis.
Well, Pharrell on the Bench has inflection too. It's just really like this all the time.
There is no inflection on Pharrell. He just gets louder. Well, I guess he does kind of do that. That was actually a really good impression.
Yeah, that's also inflection right there. So
that is true. That is true. Go Scotty Pharrell. I like that dude.
Cool.
Good for you.
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, really?
I just know his voice. That's it.
But
yeah, so Beers and Us tomorrow, 4 o'clock, 1080thefan.com, iTunes, Google Play, Twitter, at MikeLynch27, at 1080thefan, at PDD085. Find it, subscribe, rate, comment, review, all those things. We love you.
Yeah. Rate. I'm waiting for someone to say, hey, this podcast kind of sucks because of this, this, and this.
Yeah, me too.
Unfortunately, whoever gives us our first negative critique is going to be like, this sucks for no reason why.
I know, it's just going to be two words.
Yeah, you guys suck.
All lowercase, this sucks.
You're like, oh, man.
Really? We have one 4-star review. I wonder why. No comment, just a review.
They probably didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr. either.
Probably not.
No one gets 5 stars. It's like a Yelp review. Yeah. I had the greatest time ever. My server was amazing. Food is fantastic. This is the greatest place ever. 4 stars.
My only critique was that the sun was in my eyes and they didn't lower the shades fast enough. 4 stars.
There were too few ice cubes in my water.
My seat had a tiny wobble in it before they fixed it for me. 4 stars.
Oakley doakley.
I had to wait for 2 minutes. 4 stars.
This place is busy.
The food got cold after it was on my plate for a while. 4 stars.
When my beer was empty, they didn't bring me another free beer. 3 stars. Everything else was great.
Yeah.
Oakley Dunkley, we got a fun show coming up for you as we roll into playoffs. There's about, what, four games left for some teams, three games? So we're knocking on the door. With Milwaukee winning today, that might eliminate the St. Louis Cardinals, but we're gonna get into all sorts of scenarios and kind of figure it out, including some crazy stats that can go down in the National League. We've got Fair or Foul at 8:30 as we are, or 9:30 as we always do. I'm never gonna get used to this. And then at 8:45 we got Story Time with Uncle Patrick. I got a good one, kind of a sad one today, but I got a good one that we'll have for you at 8:45. But let's just dive right into this bad boy, as the National League is an insane situation. And we'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner with Harris and Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harris and Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 8:17. Let's do this bad boy. Things are kind of crazy as we look at the National League.
Oh boy, it is a fun ride in the NL right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's super fun. But let me start you with this real quick. I don't want to rabbit hole too much, because we can preview. We'll do more solid previews next week, as the National League wildcard game will be on Tuesday, and the American League wildcard game will be on Wednesday. And Michael will be a hot mess,
as always.
The game might be over by the time we come on there. Depends on when it starts.
I'm going to assume it's going to start around 5. So it'll be, I mean, knowing baseball playoff games, it'll still be on. But it might be like the 7th inning. So the first hour of the show, well, if the Yankees lose, I'll be completely useless. First hour of the show, if they win, I'll be useless. And then I'll be useless in a positive way.
Well, I owe payback, as I had to sit here and watch my team get eliminated last year. And then get emails from texts and tweets from everybody here at the station that was like, dude, that was awesome radio. Like, we got to hear your soul crushed live on the air. And it was like, that's not cool, man. It's not cool at all. In the National League right now, we're looking at all these teams still have a chance. Atlanta, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, LA, and Colorado.
Atlanta's clinched.
I mean, they like have a chance to be in. I guess you're correct. Yeah,
Atlanta clinched, the Cubs have clinched, and now the Brewers have clinched.
Yes. Cardinals, not looking so great.
No.
They have to sweep the Cubs.
They are now a game and a half back, as long as the Rockies score stands, of that second wild card spot.
So that's dangerous.
Yes.
But looking at this, I wanted to ask you, looking at this, if you had to put money on one of these teams, who would you put it on?
The Cubs, if we're counting them?
Yeah.
The Cubs.
Yeah.
For sure. I like the Brewers a lot. Like,
like the Brewers a lot.
I have a good feeling about them.
They got my MVP.
But I am not going to put a handful of beans on the Brewers, if you will. I do not trust them that much. I don't trust the Dodgers. I don't trust the Rockies. I don't trust the Cardinals. I do trust the Cubs.
I don't trust the Braves either.
No, me neither. But the Braves are fun, and I like them.
Yeah. Dansby Swanson, though. Bye-bye.
Is he hurt?
Tore ligaments in his hand.
Ow.
That's he said he was going to miss the remainder of the regular season. I was like, oh, is he going to get healthy in a week?
Maybe.
We got to fix, guys. Let's do this.
Didi's going to play through torn cartilage in his wrist.
It's because Didi's a gangster.
And hopefully can hit another big home run.
So what I really need to do is I just need to see the schedule. Because who is in the best shape? Really, like,
out of the teams not named the Braves in that scenario?
Yeah, Chicago gets Pittsburgh.
Well, remember, the Cubs and Brewers are in. They're both in.
Right, but you still want to win the division. Nobody wants to play that one game.
Yes.
Nobody wants to play a one-game playoff with a bunch of teams trying to get in. So Chicago has Pittsburgh tomorrow. They're the only team in this race that plays tomorrow. Oh, Colorado's home against Philly.
Okay.
Philly,
by the way, is in third place now. The Nationals are in second. Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy. I couldn't hear what you said, though, so I just agreed with you.
The Phillies are in third now, while the Nationals are in second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got leapfrogged?
Yeah.
What a bunch of losers.
I mean, sure.
Sure, why not? St. Louis Cubs after that, so there's that.
I think it's the Cubs. It's the Cubs.
Yeah, it's got to be the Cubs. Colorado plays the Nationals. That's who they end the season with.
Nationals have been playing well lately, hence why they're in second place. They're also above 500 again at 81-78. It's going to be interesting. Now,
Dodgers, Giants.
How
awesome would it be if the Gigantes dropped off the Dodgers, the Doyers.
That would be classic. It would be classic. Now, that's the thing that's craziest about this race to me is, and yesterday this might have been a little bit more interesting just because of the all nobody but the Braves had clinched.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the Dodgers at 88-70 can still miss the playoffs. The Dodgers, who we all thought would win the division,
mm-hmm.
the Dodgers, who we all went, well, now we understand why, because they made it to the World Series last year and got to seven games and almost beat the Astros. Now we get why. Currently up a half game on the Rockies, which will change shortly to tied because the Rockies are blowing out the Phillies.
The Dodgers are losing.
3-2, yeah. Early last I saw to the Diamondbacks.
So that would swap.
Yes, they would then be in second place. Now, they would still have, I believe, that game and a half lead over the Cardinals, who lost today, and still be in the wild card game against likely the Brewers, although the Brewers and Cubs are very close too. But that's just crazy to me that the Dodgers could miss the playoffs at this point. When they came all the way back, because they remember in third place in the division for quite some time, and pretty middling, and they came all the way back playing great baseball. Yasiel Puig has been en fuego, and they get back to first place, still to have a chance to miss the playoffs completely with 4 days left in the season.
It helped that Arizona free fall, though.
Yes, that is true.
But I'm looking at this. Milwaukee has the best life right now. They're playing Detroit.
Mm.
And the Cubs have to play the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are going to throw everything they got at them.
That is true. The Brewers could win the division.
Yeah, man. The Tigers suck. Like, super bad.
Now, the question I have, so if we're looking ahead, I was wrong when I was talking with Sprague earlier today. The winner of the NL Central will likely be the number one seed because they have the most wins right now.
Oh, okay.
The Braves have 89. The Cubs and Brewers have 91 and 92, respectively. If the Cubs finish off this game against the Pirates, if they haven't already, they'll have 92 as well. The winner of that division will play the wild card winner, which means it could be a series between the Cubs and the Brewers if one of those teams wins the wild card game. That'd be bananas. And that would go right back to what you said a couple weeks ago. That would help create that Brewers-Cubs rivalry as a true rivalry. But yeah, it's insane. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around all the scenarios. I remember yesterday Rob said there was a scenario, which probably is not likely anymore, that all of the teams could tie.
Yep.
And have
all
to,
six of them.
And have to play like four different playoff games.
Wouldn't that be insane?
It would be an absolute treat to watch unless you were a Dodgers, Rockies, Cardinals, or Brewers fan.
Yeah, I would totally sign up for that.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it'd push the play. It pushed the World Series back to like December.
Well, I think what I would do in that sense is I would bring them all to a neutral site. So you could just do them early.
Play doubleheaders?
Well, not doubleheaders, but I think the scenario would have been the Dodgers would play the Rockies, and the winner of that game would then play an NL Central team, but the loser would play another NL Central team.
And they're going to do him first.
And they will do him first, and second, and third, and fourth. There's a lot of doing going on here. And you could
do Matt Harvey.
Did I say do again?
I was going to do Matt Harvey.
Well, I know that, but did I say that in my last sentence?
The do-do, don't do-do. I don't know. Just push some buttons.
Dodo Bird? Yeah, I said do two games on Monday, do a game with the AL wildcard game on Tuesday, although I know that's the NL wildcard game, and then with the NL wildcard game, play that the next day. Then you could get it all done. That'd be crazy. Just like 3 days of pure baseball heroin.
Where do you take them? You should take them to an American League park.
I just think somewhere where the weather wouldn't affect them, so like bring them to Arizona or something.
Make them play in Tampa.
You think 10 fans would show up to that?
Yeah, maybe 12.
Some old game. Why is it empty?
Some old lady who's from Milwaukee. Oh, my Brewers. I remember when they were the Braves. It'd be fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
So if you're to just kind of, I don't know, how do you think this is going to go?
Well,
because we've got three teams clinched. So Braves, Cubs, Brewers are in.
Yep. We don't know who's winning the Central yet.
We've only got spots for two more teams.
Two more teams. We got wild card number two and the NL West winner. And that is between the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the Rockies. You said the Cardinals play the Cubs, the Dodgers play the Giants, and the Rockies play the Nationals, correct?
Correct.
Those are all series where they could very easily go 2-3, go 1-3. none of those teams are surefire wins.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers Giants game is always tough. The Nats have been playing better, and Cardinals Cubs is a classic rivalry. So I honestly don't know. I honestly think it could come down to that Sunday when all the games start at the exact same time, don't forget.
Love it. Thanks, baseball, for finally doing something right.
And, hey, they've been doing things right for hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah, good point. I like baseball.
And we could get a need for a quad screen situation. Maybe MLB Network just puts up all four games at once and just says,
here you go.
Enjoy. And you just watch. You watch Cardinals, Cubs, Rockies, Nats, and Dodgers, Giants, and I guess you probably put the Brewers in the bottom corner. And or maybe if the Yankees and A's need are close for the home game and the wild card, maybe that's a game included as well.
Yeah.
Because they're only a game and a half up now if the A's win tonight.
Because the Yanks can't beat the Rays.
Almost. Almost. And we beat them 2 days in a row. Okay, so.
Something that's funny to me in the National League, the National League could be the same way as the American League in the sense that the team that clinched first could have the worst record.
The Braves?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the Indians, we got the worst record.
Oh, yeah. Of all the playoff teams, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're still 15 and a half games ahead in the division.
That's embarrassing for the AL Central.
Have you seen any of those teams? Dude, the I don't even know if the Indians are trotting anybody out right now, and it's 10-0 in Chicago.
Well, technically, you have the same record as the Dodgers.
Aha, suck it.
Although, if you're going to win, then you're going to have a one-game better record than the Dodgers.
Yeah, dude. Frankie Lindor has already been subbed out. Brantley's been subbed out. Jose Ramirez has been subbed out.
Well, Edwin Encarnacion's
been subbed out. I don't even know how these guys even played.
It's because you're winning 10-0.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Not losing 8-7 like a bunch of scrubs.
You guys are a bunch of scrubs.
You're going to lose to the A's, too.
Yeah, you are. I'm so sorry, Mike. I'm so sorry.
It's going to feel good when we don't lose to the A's and then beat the Red Sox in the ALDS. So.
That'd be dope, because when we beat Houston, I'm coming for revenge. Here's how I think it's going to go down. I think Atlanta's in, obviously. I think the Brewers will win the Central.
Okay.
Just because they're playing Detroit, yep, and will most likely sweep them. They're hungry. Yelich is going to win the MVP. Cubs will be the first wild card team. They will host the Los Angeles Dodgers. I got the Rockies winning the West.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's how
it goes. The Cubs will beat the Cardinals enough that they'll be out of the race.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know what the pitching matchups are.
Well, so here's the thing. If the Cubs win this game against the Pirates, which, if I'm not mistaken, was 6-4 in the ninth inning, so it might already be over, they are back in first over the Brewers by a half game.
It is 6-6.
Oh, they blew the lead.
In the bottom of the ninth with two outs.
Oh, they blew the lead.
That ugly bullpen reared its head.
So, okay, but again, for argument's sake, let's say they win the game tonight, correct?
Correct.
They go back up a half game over the Brewers. Who has the extra game?
Who plays tomorrow? Chicago has the extra game.
The Cubs play the Pirates tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's say they win again. They go up a game.
That must be a makeup game.
No, it's just...
Oh, no, because they're playing the Pirates now. Sorry.
Yeah. So let's say that's a make... or oh, you got me screwed up now. Let's say that's a win.
Okay.
They're a game up on the Brewers.
Okay.
The Brewers sweep the Tigers. And the Cubs win 2 of 3.
Oh, man. And then they're tied. Do you go to 163 at that point?
I think you do.
Or is there tiebreakers? Is there like division against each other as a tiebreaker?
I don't know. I don't know how the tiebreaker works. I thought you would go to a game 163, but then again, I heard that if the Yankees and A's are tied at the end, the Yankees hold the tiebreaker and they wouldn't play a game. But that's because they're going to play a game.
Oh,
it's not
I see.
For a division spot.
Right.
So I don't know. They might have to play a game 163.
I want 164 and 165.
Now, if the Dodgers lose tonight, they'll be tied in first place with the Rockies.
Wait, how? The Rockies are a half game back. Oh, because they already won?
Yeah.
That game's over?
Is it over?
Scrolling. Yes, it is over. I mean, it's not still playing, so it must be over. They didn't play today.
No, they played. Oh, yeah, it's still going. It's 14-0 in the ninth. Rockies.
14-0? Who are they playing? Oh,
the
my
Phillies.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wowzers.
Okay, so the Rockies would be a half game up on the Dodgers if they lost tonight.
Yep.
Because the Rockies are not losing that game 14-0.
I hope not.
And the Rockies are the team that plays tomorrow. So they could be a game up if they beat the Phillies again.
Let's go, Rockies.
And then you get Rockies, Nationals, Dodgers, Giants with the Rockies a game up, if that's what happens. And then all of a sudden you have the same conversation where they could be tied in first place in the NL West. I want this to happen. Let's get all the ties.
I want it to happen.
All the ties. Let's do it.
I want it to happen super bad. Super bad. Oh, man, dude, that Cubs bullpen is just garbage. All right, when we come back, I don't know, stick in the National League?
Sure.
Cool, why not? We'll do that next. But first, here's Mike with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
We kind of blew the shtick there for doing two segments on the National League. So I'm going to call a quick little audible here and just throw some news and notes at you, Mike, that I thought were interesting. I did confirm that with Jacob DeGrom's 8 innings, 2-hit, no walks, 10-strikeout performance today, he will finish the season with 9 wins, 9 losses, a 1.77 ERA, and a WAR of 9.6. His WAR is 9.6. That is more than the wins he has.
Although, didn't he get the win today?
Yeah, for his 9th.
You sure it's his 9th and not his 10th?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I thought I saw 10 before. Really? I don't want to. Yeah, he's 10 and 9. Sorry.
I'm going to pretend his WAR is high. I'm going to give him 0.5 in WAR because the Mets are that crappy.
Well, maybe his WAR increased after his great start today.
Ooh.
Because if that's delayed, then you haven't updated the WAR yet.
Ooh.
So maybe his WAR is 10.1.
How is Baseball Reference not on this?
I don't know.
It's like the greatest website in the world.
Roster Resource.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, then no. Baseball Reference is great.
But yeah, Baseball Reference is great. Also, Bryce Harper maybe played his last game in D.C. today. Did you see his quote about, you know, I'd love to stay here. I just don't know if I'm in their plans. That's totally like, I'd love to stay here if you pay me $500 million.
But isn't it kind of interesting that, and I was talking about this yesterday with somebody, that Bryce Harper is going to command so much money, yet he hasn't really backed that money up with consistent stats on the field.
No, not at all. I wouldn't pay him.
He is so good sometimes.
Yeah.
And disappointing the other times. And because of that, I kind of feel like there's only two teams who are going to sign him.
Dodgers, Cubs.
Nats, Cubs.
Nats, Cubs. You think the Dodgers would swoop in?
Sure, they might.
Okay.
But the Cubs have been talked about. The Dodgers have not. The Cubs have been talked about, and the Nationals have been talked about. And the Phillies, too. The Phillies, did you see that report that they could sign both him and Machado?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be insane.
But I would not be shocked if he stayed with the Nationals. Now, I know he's going to get money from multiple places. He's such a good player in theory. He's got all of the fundamental stuff that you need to be a star.
Yeah.
And even though he might not be Mike Trout, he is star power, which teams do want as well, and that is worth something. I just have some feeling is telling me it might be back to the Nationals. Now, that quote did kind of put a barb in that thought, because that to me seems like, yeah, I'll consider you guys, but also like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I'm done playing here.
I just want people to keep coming to the games before I peace out.
But so if that's the case, and that's why he said the quote that way, then maybe I'm totally off on this. But I just wonder if the market's going to be as big for him as we first thought.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Part of the reason I say that is teams who might go after him, like the Yankees and Red Sox, kind of have their outfield position figured out right now.
Do the Yankees need a third right fielder?
Well, no. And there was a report that they're looking at signing Andrew McCutchen back for a short-term deal, which would mean no Bryce Harper.
Yep, no Bryce. Right?
And the Red Sox got JD, and he's insane. And they have Mookie Betts, and they've got Benintendi, so they don't need Bryce Harper. So, and then you mentioned the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers could probably use Bryce Harper, right? They've got all sorts of players who...
Their right fielder is super in fuego right now.
Right. But who do they have playing center field right now? Jock Peterson still?
Ooh.
Bryce Harper's better than Jock Peterson.
For sure.
So, I mean, they could get him as well if they want to spend that kind of money. And then the Cubs could use him as well. Their outfield is good but not great. And, you know, so that kind of leaves the Nationals, the Cubs, and I guess the Dodgers. And, I mean, the Phillies. I keep forgetting to say the Phillies. But I wonder if his market's going to be smaller than we thought just because of the price he's going to ask for.
Yeah, I mean, that will instantly do that. I mean, it's going to do that for Machado as well.
Right. And they're both super young as well. It's not like they're getting a 30-year-old for that much money. They're getting in prime players.
True. Also, the last thing I want to touch on real quick is, did you see the reports that Shohei Ohtani is going to have Tommy John at the end of the season?
Thank God. That's a smart decision.
Because that makes so much more sense. Why don't you have him do it a month ago?
I know. He should have done it when he first got hurt.
In July, something like that.
Because then he could actually beat the timetable and be back by the start of the season. We've seen that before.
Yeah. If you're Mike Socha, do you just kind of go, yeah, man, fire me. I'll go get a job somewhere else. Right? You're just like, you guys are a bunch of morons. Can I take Trout with me?
No.
I wonder if Mike Trout likes Mike Socha.
Probably.
I bet you Mike Trout's one of those guys that likes everyone.
Probably. At least outwardly likes everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, Skip.
Yeah.
How's it going? Inside, he's like, I hate this guy. Hey.
Hey. How you doing? He probably voted for Trump, though. So.
Well, the finances would be helped by that.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I was trying to think. I thought there was something else I wanted to drop on you, but I guess not.
I like that you brought that back up because I totally had taken it out of my brain that free agency was so important this year. Because I remember 2 years ago, that's all I could think about.
Yeah, we were like, in 2 years, the Yanks are going to get Machado and Harper. And now you're kind of like, I don't really need either.
Yeah, you got potentially the rookie of the year at third.
Yeah.
You don't need Harper
because
you have Stanton and Judge, and Hicks is playing well, and you got McCutcheon who's playing well.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe don't spend that money. But then again, these are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to sign that kind of a player.
Yeah.
So where it's like, knowing the Yankees, they're probably going to be involved in some way. I don't know what their thought process is going to be, but
God, that would suck if the Yankees go after Machado and just deal Didi.
And then put Machado at short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Didi.
I like Didi too. All right, when we come back, story time with Uncle Patrick. We'll do that next on 1080 The Fan.
Gather around, folks. It's story time with Uncle Patrick on 1080 The Fan.
Story time here with Uncle Patrick, as we do every single week at 8:45. I'm really starting to love this. Got to start to kind of dive deep into some stuff. Really check it out. I've already got last week's ready to go. We have to get out on time. Because I think we need the entire segment next week to do story time.
Okay.
Because it's a story that just keeps on giving.
Okay.
It's not as good as like Morgana. Like that was great.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, but I wanted to use this week to kind of talk about maybe the most underrated player in the history of baseball. I could maybe argue that this man is the greatest player in baseball history. Was an all-star from 1960 to 67 and then again 69 to 72.
Before you continue, I just want to throw this out at you. In the ninth inning, Cubs up 2. Anthony Rizzo had a foul ball pop up over the wall that he would have caught if a fan didn't catch it. Then the Pirates tied it. Now, it wasn't a playoff game, and the Cubs are in the playoffs, but another Bartman right there? A little Bartman one?
Ooh, we'll keep an eye on that. Also, this player was the leader in batting average in the National League in 61, 64, 65, and 67. MVP in 66, World Series MVP in 71. How about this? 12 straight seasons of Gold Glove. I'm speaking of Roberto Clemente.
Ah, yes. The most underrated player probably in baseball history.
Yes. Super sexy kind of player.
Yes.
Like, that is the kind of guy you want to root for. If you go to Baseballism down in, like, that Northwest 23rd area, on the side of their wall, they have his number. They have him. I think it's 21 and 3. So even they're like, yo, Roberto Clemente's the real deal.
Babe Ruth and Roberto, let's go.
Yeah. But some interesting stuff that I thought was just kind of cool as like a, I don't know, an interesting thing that people might not realize about Roberto Clemente.
We're not going to talk plane crash, are we?
I mean, it has to be mentioned. Okay. But I'm not trying to talk the plane crash.
It just makes me sad.
Yeah. In the last game, in his last game in 1972, he hit a double up the middle for his 3,000th hit. And then he only played in one game in the NLCS when they and they lost. And he got like two hits in that game, but it doesn't, postseason hits don't count.
Right.
So, and then, you know, in December, he passed away. So not only is this guy one of the greatest players in the history of baseball, but his 3,000th hit was literally his last hit.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's kind of rad.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they waived his 5-year waiting period to get in the Hall of Fame. It put him, he was inducted in 1973.
That's cool. I didn't know they did that.
To be the first Latin-born player in the Hall of Fame.
Even cooler. Good on you, Major League Baseball. Like we said, doing things right for 100 years.
Yeah, right? Isn't that rad? Although I was hanging out with my buddy today, and we were talking about like Hall of Fame voters and stuff. There were still like 30 people that didn't vote for Roberto Clemente.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it's 1972, and you know.
How many voters were there?
I was looking at it. It was something like 270, 300.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Even back then?
Yeah. Let's see.
I just didn't imagine there'd be that many baseball writers back then, although maybe I should have thought the opposite way and go, that's the top sport at the time, so every sports writer is a baseball writer.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Let's stall.
It's like that in boxing.
Yeah, let's see here. Okay, so he goes in 1973.
I like how the villain in Fifth Element just has plastic on his head for no reason.
Wait a sec. Where is this? Why can't I find this? This is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, well, stop looking.
Okay,
we'll go with what you said. So 30 of the 270 didn't vote for him.
Yeah. Or what? It's enough that I looked at it and was like, what is wrong with you people? I'm going to probably go out on a limb and say it had to do with the color of his skin.
That would probably be correct.
Because you probably got dudes that also voted for Ty Cobb still voting at that time. I just, if you guys have a chance to go back and just watch some Roberto Clemente footage, I mean, not only, I mean, he is probably the original five tool, could you say? Or is that like a DiMaggio Mantle debate?
Yeah, I wouldn't say original.
Because Clemente had a rocket arm.
It's tough to.
He's your original right fielder. Do not stretch from first to third.
It's tough for me to give a comparison to him. I just don't want to do him wrong in that sense.
Yeah.
He's Roberto Clemente. He is who he is himself. His comparison is him. People are compared to him. He's not compared to other people. I'll say that.
That was special, Mike. Like, I got a little tear crawling up in my eyeball. You can't compare Roberto Clemente to anybody else. He is him.
People are compared to him. Sometimes some wisdom comes out of this mouth.
Puerto Rico. He was born in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
I was actually looking. There's a ton of great Puerto Rican players.
Really?
Yep.
I always think Dominican Republic is like the place.
Yeah, you would think, but Puerto Rico, yeah. They got their stuff. The Alomar brothers, the Molina kids.
Yeah. Isn't Baez from there?
Javi Baez, Frankie Lindor, Orlando Cepeda, mm-hmm. another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez.
Cubs won, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Why did I had it on the TV and it's I'm going back to Fifth Element. That's story time with Uncle Patrick. Next week, I think what I'm going to try to do throughout the playoffs is we're going to go story time with Uncle Patrick in the playoffs. Because I got a good one for next week.
Wait. Like playoff stories, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Look,
whatever story you tell next week is going to involve me not speaking because the game will probably still be on.
What if I told you it involves a Yankee?
As much as that might tempt me at the moment, I'll probably go, watch the game and you tell your story. Because I'll probably be furious if it's still going on.
Just shut up and let me do my job. AJ Pollock with a 3-run dinger.
Ooh.
6-2 over the Doyers.
Uh-oh.
I like it. Rockies are going to the playoffs. All right, when we come back,
Patrick's
we'll slide.
An Indians fan, by the way.
When we come back, we'll slide over to the American League as it's all wrapped up, but it's not quite wrapped up. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.